Welcome back. Today we're doing a super classic beginner jungle and drum and bass move that wobble you here in rolling bass lines. And here's the secret: it's usually not some insane new synth patch. It's movement, specifically, rhythmic movement of a low pass filter. We're going to build a simple bass, then make it talk by modulating the filter cutoff with Ableton's Auto Filter LFO. By the end, you'll have a clean little workflow where you can switch between a steady roll, half-time wubs, and those skippy triplet flicks that scream jungle. All right, let's set the stage. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a nice middle ground for jungle and modern DNB. Make a 4-bar loop. Now drop in a super basic drum placeholder so you can feel the bass against something. Put a kick on beat 1. Put a snare on beats 2 and 4. You can add hats if you want, but you don't need them yet. The drums are just here so you can hear whether the wobble is grooving or just wobbling randomly. Now let's make the bass sound. Keep it simple because we're learning modulation, not getting lost in synthesis. If you have Waveatable, load it on a new MIDI track. Start with a saw wave, and if your CPU can handle it, add a little unison like 2 to 4 voices. Add just a tiny bit of detune. Not a massive super saw, just enough to get that resish thickness. If you want that slur between notes, turn on mono and add a touch of glide. If you don't have Waveatable, use Operator. Set Oscillator to assign wave for a solid sub foundation. If it's too pure, don't panic, we can add grit later with saturation. The goal right now is simply stable bass signal going into a filter. Now put in a MIDI pattern. Use something dead simple. Choose a DNB-friendly root note like F or G. For a 1-bar loop, you can do notes on every 16th to hear the modulation clearly, or do something sparser like notes on beat 1 and beat 3 with a couple of ghost notes. Either way, don't overcompose. The wobble is about rhythm and tone movement, not fancy melody. Okay, now the main event. Auto filter. After your synth, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB filter. That steeper slope gives you that strong, obvious open and close effect. Set your cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. Set resonance around 15 to 30%. You want some bite, but not that whistly laser tone. Add a little drive inside auto filter too, like 2 to 6 dB. This is one of those underrated tricks. Drive can make the bass feel heavier even when the filter is more closed. Now turn on the LFO section in auto filter. Set the LFO amount around 30 to 50% to start. Choose a sine wave for a smooth wobble. Turn on sync and set the rate to 1/8. Hit play. You should hear the bass moving rhythmically, lock to the tempo. That's the core jungle wobble. And notice what just happened. The bass now has a groove of its own. Even if the MIDI notes are boring, the filter movement makes it feel alive. Now let's lock this wobble into jungle rhythms by auditioning a few rates. Try 1/8 first. That's your rolling, forward moving wobble. Great for rollers and liquid leaning stuff. Switch to 1/4. Now it's slower and heavier, like it's leaning back. That's perfect for breakdown moments or a halftime tease. Try 1/16. Now it's a fast buzz. This can be cool, but it can also get messy quickly, especially if your hats are busy. If it starts sounding like a weed whacker, back off. And then try 1/8, the triplet. This is where the jungle flavor really pops. The triplet wobble skips in a way that feels instantly more old school and shuffly, even if your drums are pretty straight. Now, quick teacher note, don't just think rate equals cool. In jungle and DNB, the bass speaks in the gaps around the snare. So if your wobble feels random, keep the LFO on a simple rate like 1/8, and adjust the filter's starting cutoff so the closed moments land between the kick and snare, not right on top of them. Sometimes the groove comes from shifting the cutoff position, not changing the LFO rate. Next, make it musical by setting a wobble range. Here's a simple way to do it. First, set the auto filter cutoff to the lowest point you want your bass to get, like the darkest, most closed position that still feels solid. Then raise the LFO amount until the filter opens up to the brightest point you want. A good target range for many DNB basses is something like closed around 120 to 250 Hz and open anywhere from 600 Hz up to 2K Hz depending on how spoken you want the bass to be. If you open it too high, it starts turning into a bright synth that competes with hats and snare crack. So open it until it talks, then stop before it takes over the mix. Also listen for loudness jumps. When the filter opens, it often sounds louder, even if the meter isn't changing much. If it feels like the wobble is turning into weird volume pumping, you have a few options: reduce resonance, reduce drive, tighten the cutoff range, or add a light compressor after the filter to smooth the perceived level so it reads as a tone change rather than a volume spike. Now let's build a clean beginner device chain you can reuse. After auto filter, add saturator. Set drive around 2 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. Saturation is your friend here because it adds harmonics that help the bass read on smaller speakers, and it can make the wobble feel thicker when the filter is closed. Then add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 400 Hz, but don't carve blindly, only fix what you hear. Then optionally add a compressor for light control. Keep it gentle. Ratio around 2:1. Slower attack, medium release. The point is not to smash the wobble. It's to tame peak so the movement stays musical. Now let's talk about switching wobble rates in an arrangement, because this is where your bass line starts feeling like a real DNB phrase. A simple 4-bar plan. Bars 1 and 2, keep it on 1/8 with medium amount. Bar 3, switch to 1/8 triplet for that jungle skip. Bar 4, drop to 1/4 for a halftime tease before the loop comes back around. But here's the practical tip. Automating the LFO rate directly can sometimes click, depending on the sound and where the LFO phases. A cleaner workflow is to duplicate auto filter and switch between two filters instead of changing one filter's rate midstream. So do this. Put two auto filters into an audio effect rack. Chain A is your 1/8 wobble. Chain B is your 1/8 triplet wobble. Map the chain selector to a macro. Then automate the chain selector. If you want it extra smooth, create a tiny crossfade zone between the chains so the switch doesn't pop. Now, one of the biggest beginner problems: wobbling the sub too hard. If the same filter is doing the wobble for the entire bass, your low end can feel like it's disappearing and reappearing. That's the opposite of what you want in drum and bass. The classic move is steady sub, wobbly mids. So let's layer it. Duplicate your bass MIDI track. Name one SUB and one MID. On the SUB track, use operator with a sine wave. Keep it steady. No wobble, or if you must, extremely subtle. Low pass or EQ it so it mostly lives under 120 Hz. On the MID track, keep your wobble chain. Then high pass the MID track around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Now the sub holds the weight, and the mid layer provides the movement and character. This is one of those instant professional habits, because it makes your low end consistent while still letting the wobble go wild higher up. While we're here, a quick stereo discipline check. Keep the sub mono. Let width happen in the mid layer only. If you need, put utility at the end of the MID chain and control width carefully. The rule of thumb is, everything under about 120 Hz should stay centered and stable. Now let's do a fast mini practice run, so you actually lock this in. Make your 4-bar loop at 174 with the simple kick and snare. Pre-database in operator or Wavetable. Add auto filter on LP24. Set LFO rate to 1/8, amount around 40%, resonance around 20%. Duplicate auto filter and set the second one to 1/8 with maybe slightly lower amount, like 30%. Put both into an effect rack and automate the chain selector, so bars 1 and 2 are the straight 1/8 roll, bar 3 is triplet, bar 4 returns to 1/8. Then add the sub layer and balance it under the wobble until the low end feels constant, and the movement feels like it's happening above it. As you listen, do one more pro style check. Make sure the snare is still the star of beats 2 and 4. If the bass is yelling over the snare, automate the wobble amount down slightly right on the snare hits, or dip the cutoff just a bit there. Tiny moves. You're basically carving snare space without overside chaining. Before we wrap, here are the big takeaways to remember. Jungle wobble is filter movement more than it is complicated synthesis. Auto filter's built-in LFO is the fastest way to get tempo-synced wobble in Ableton. Your main controls are rate, amount, cutoff range, and resonance. For clean DNB low end, keep the sub steady and let the mids wobble. And if you want different wobble rhythms in one phrase, switch between two or three filter chains in a rack rather than automating the LFO rate directly. If you want a homework challenge, build yourself a jungle wobble rack with three chains. Roll at 1/8, trip at 1/8, and buzz at 1/16 with lower amount. Map the chain selector, filter amount, cutoff, and output level to macros so you can level match and perform it like an instrument. Then write a 16-bar bass line with only two or three notes total, and make the interest come from automation and switching chains at the ends of phrases. Whenever you're ready, tell me which Ableton version you're on: intro, standard, or suite, and whether you're using operator. Wavedable, or a third-party synth, and I'll suggest a dialed-in starting rack with exact macro mappings and safe ranges so it's hard to make it sound bad.